shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, the 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we are constantly going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Now, a special announcement for you. In a couple of weeks, we start our podcast, which will be available through iTunes. It will be available in 2 weeks. Phil Hendry presents our brand-new podcast. Watch out for it. Of course, we'll be tweeting it up, as well as mentioning it on Facebook. And this is free. It's not going to be a part of the subscription service on our website. This will be a free offering for you. Phil Hendry presents our new podcast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll give you the Twitter accounts that we're all on, as well as our Facebook page here in just a moment. We do have on the line with us Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills. It is a Friday night, and we usually check in with Ted on these Friday nights. We're going to do that tonight from Ted's.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hey, Ted.
And just a reminder, I want people to come down because the National Hockey League playoffs, I don't know if you've been watching them, Phil, I know you mentioned they are heating up. Go on into Ted's and have one of our great, delicious Kansas City steaks and enjoy the hockey playoffs here in our prime rib room.
Boy, that, I saw the Flyer game.
Oh, that Flyer. Last night, the Penguins have pushed it to a game six, I think, and they were out, man. It looked like they were on their way out. So I got to tell you, it's been a very exciting playoff. So and I'm not a hockey fan.
Yeah, a lot of people are not hockey fans, but they're hockey playoff fans.
That's me.
That's me as well. I nothing beats the NHL at playoff time because it gets.
Well, everybody watches because they want to see the fisticuffs, and I understand that. I don't really. It's not really the reason why I watch. I like to watch because. The play is intense, you know.
And so you're going to have anything in the prime rib room there?
Well, we're going to have our usual buffet. We'll have, our happy hours. And, of course, we invite everybody on in. It's going to be a great weekend. And it's going to be a much-needed relaxing weekend because I had a little bit of a difficult time this week. It was a parenting issue, Phil, that I wanted to sort of bring up to you and your audience tonight. And it has to do with my son, Joshua, who is a 15-year-old now. And Joshua is in a singing club at Beverly Hills High. They have a glee club.
Okay.
And
is it all the boys singing?
This is primarily the boys. They have a boys' choir. They have a girls' choir. They have a combined. They were at the Shrine Auditorium for a competition.
And I'm sorry, where were they?
They were at the Shrine.
The Shrine Auditorium, downtown?
Yeah, downtown, for a singing competition. And they took the bus back with, I guess, probably a half a dozen adults had gone as chaperones. I know the music members of the music department were with them. So as they're coming back on the bus, Joshua and a couple of his buddies, and the kids are going to be kids, and these are high school kids. These are 15-year-old boys. They're rambunctious guys. And I guess Josh had not finished the lunch that Rosalie had packed him because Marcy's out of town. So we had we've got a lady that takes care of the house, you know.
Okay.
And so anyway, she packed him the lunch. And as he's coming back, I don't know whether it was because he tried to finish it. He told me he tried to finish it, but it was just not a very well-prepared lunch.
Now, this was a lunch that was prepared by Rosalie, who's like a domestic that you have?
Oh, yeah. And she's staying at the house. Marcy's gone. In any event, he didn't like it. And so he took it and threw, I think it was half of a sandwich of some kind or a pita sandwich. He threw it, and it hit one of the teachers. Now, here is what happened. And my question for you, and I guess my question for your audience, the people that are listening tonight, you know, is first of all, I don't want people to think that my son is an out-of-control kid because he's not. He's a great kid. But, you know, how much do you put up with other people disciplining your son in public? Now, what happened was he threw the sandwich. It hit this, I think it was one of the mothers of the kids.
So was that a teacher?
No, it was one of the chaperones. And she turned around and said to my son, this is my son, Joshua Bell. She said, "Pick it, excuse me, but pick it up." And Joshua said to her something probably not, you know, he shouldn't have said, but he said, you know, F you or something like that, and didn't do it. But here's my point about this.
Your son said F you?
Well, I think it was something like that. But I want to tell you, first of all, before you get me, let's just stop for a minute. Because I asked Joshua, what did you say to the lady? He said, "Dad, I said, you know, I probably said, I don't remember, but I probably said, you know, F you." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because, Dad, she told me to pick the food up." Now, as the son of a restaurant owner, this is going to sound probably something that's difficult for people to understand, Phil. But as the son of a restaurant owner, when you ask my son to pick food up off of a floor, the first thing that flashes into his mind is what he's seen guys do at my restaurant, which is mopping up a floor and picking crap up off of a floor. And that's what busboys do, and it's not something that my son, certainly it's not a self-image he has for himself, it's not anything we've taught him, there's nothing wrong with being that kind of a worker, but it was an insult. And so he said to her, F you. And the other thing, though, that I felt was more significant is...
Well, you know, the fact that the boy said F you is pretty strong.
Well, you got to understand something, and this is what I'm trying to emphasize. The woman told him to do something like pick it up. If she had said, for instance, excuse me, you hit me with that sandwich, or excuse me, you know, why did you hit me with that something? Joshua said to me, Dad, I would have been happy to apologize to her, and I was ready to apologize to her. But when she said to me, excuse me, pick that up, he said, that's when my defense mechanisms came up. So my question is, for your audience tonight, how much of other people disciplining your kid will you stand for? Because that was a situation where, yes, he's on the bus, yes, these are chaperones, but the chaperone, all she had to say was, don't throw the sandwich. I would have preferred if she would have just said, excuse me, you hit me, because if she's telling him don't throw the sandwich, that gets into telling my kid what to do, and while I understand the necessity...
Well, they're going to have to tell the kids what to do if they're in charge of their safety, right?
I know that, and telling them when to get off the bus, when to get on the bus. When you're saying to a kid, though, don't do that, you got to remember that this is the child of somebody else. And when you're saying to them, don't you do that, what you're doing is you recognize that you are now telling someone else's kid what to do, and it can get a little dicey, especially for the kid.
All right.
So I said to him, so you got angry and you said F you to the lady. And he said, I believe I did, Dad.
So he's not really come right out and said, I said F you, has he?
Well, there's still some questions whether he did or not. I mean, this woman, who was, Barcroft is her name, and although I don't want to use names.
I'd rather that you not, because these are, you know, the people, they become public.
All right, okay. This woman said, she claimed that Josh said, F you, mind your own business. I asked Josh, did you say that? He said, Dad, I cannot remember, but I swear that is something I wouldn't say. He's my son, so I believe him.
So she's making it up.
Or she misheard him. So there's two strikes against this woman already. She's proffering a rumor that probably isn't true, that my son told her to F it, or F you, or however he said it. And then the other is that she told him to pick food up off of a floor.
Well, all right. Let me interrupt you here. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and your question is, how often do you let other people...
Or do you ever let somebody else discipline your kid or tell your kid what to do?
All right, but your son was throwing food on the bus, which is not exactly what we call behavior that we encourage in kids.
No, but I mean, he's a 15-year-old kid. If you don't think that you're going to have a bus full of 15-year-old kids and their food isn't going to get thrown, you got to live in the real world.
You got to live in the real world, but you also have to discipline the kids. And nonetheless, all right.
Well, I'll discipline my son. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. But then we have the food hitting somebody, and she directed him. This was not a teacher. This was just one of the parents.
Right.
And she directed him to pick the food up. That's what you're having a problem.
I have a problem with that. And I have the problem with the fact that she said that he said F it or F you or F you old something or other. I don't think he says he didn't. He says he can't remember, but he swears to God that he would never do that. I believe my son. I asked him, did you say anything like that? He said, I don't think so, Dad.
But he's not exactly being very clear, is he?
He's being clear enough. I said, did you tell that woman F it or F you? He said, not that, no.
Okay, well, did he use the F word?
Well, again, we're getting into an area that I'm uncomfortable with because now the whole focus is on my son and no one's talking about this woman that's telling my kid to go pick food up off the floor. The son of a restaurateur, the son of a man that owns a restaurant who has people picking food up off of the floor all the time, and these are not the most accomplished people in the world, and I love my employees, please don't get me wrong, but certainly my son wants a little something more for himself, and I can certainly understand that.
And all right, Ted, hang on, but it's good to have you with us tonight. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, his son was caught throwing food, I guess, on a bus, and some woman said, pick it up. And as far as Ted's concerned, that was she's going over the line there telling his son what to do. The son responded with, there's some conflict as to whether he said F you or F it or something to this woman. 877-876-PHIL is our number. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Great steak sandwiches. We've got the great salad bar. We've got, of course, one trip to the salad bar and order up some of those great appetizers. The shrimp salad is fantastic at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, in the prime rib room. And you mentioned about having a famous group.
Well, we're going to have a band. I want to mention that later on. Yeah, very well-known band that we're hoping to have into the prime rib room.
All right, we're talking to Ted Bell here tonight, 877-876-7445, on his son, Joshua, on a school bus throwing food. And apparently someone said to him, pick it up.
Yeah, it was one of the parents.
And he responded with an F-U.
No, well, that's what we don't know. The parent claims he said something like, F you, you dirty old something or else, and it sounds way over...
You dirty old, huh?
Yeah, well, it sounds way over the top. It just doesn't sound like something my son would say. And I asked him, did you say that? And he said to me, Dad, I honestly don't remember, because he was in a little bit of a state of shock, being told to pick food up off of a floor that people had stepped on. And
so people had already walked over it?
That's my understanding.
All right, 877-876-7445. Here is Harry on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, I was just wondering, is it established that he did throw the food?
What about that, Ted?
Yes, he threw the food. He's 15, and 15-year-old boys throw food.
That's a kind of a given, but I mean, is it wrong for someone to tell him to pick up the food that he did throw?
No, I don't. If it was me, but what they could have said was, "You hit me with the food."
They
telling him to
that,
telling him to pick it up, like. Well, I mean, I just think directing him to pick it up is, you're telling my kid to pick up food off a floor, a boy whose father is a restaurateur. That's what I was trying to say.
I guess, Mr. Henry,
I don't know if.
I guess that makes sense. I guess my question is that, I mean, whose job is it to pick it up off the floor if it is not the person who put it there?
Well, they have people to clean the bus.
In other words, kids throw food.
Kids are going to throw food. Let me ask you a question. In a cafeteria, when the food is on the floor, you expect the kids to go down on their hands and knees and pick up slop that people have stepped on?
That's a cafeteria.
if the person, if the kid intentionally put it there when the whole point of the food was to eat it, and they've disobeyed some kind of rule.
Well, I mean, I don't know who this. This is a mother. This is someone else's. This is not a member of the administration.
What if it had been a teacher?
Well, it's, I don't. I think it would have been the same thing. I think you're stepping over the line when you tell my kid to get on his hands and knees and pick up a sandwich that someone might be stepping on.
Well, did somebody walk over this food?
I don't know, but it's very likely. If you've ever seen a sandwich after about five or six people have walked on it, it's nothing you want to go near. And the food
and
that was prepared for him.
Doesn't that teach the kid the lesson that you don't want to go near it, so maybe you shouldn't be throwing food in the first place?
No. No, I don't think it does. Next question. Because I don't know, this guy, is this the caller that you got here?
Yes.
Well, do you have kids, sir? I mean, you sound like you're giving me a test.
I'm just curious as to whether
or not I'm asking you, do you have kids? Because I've got kids. This is my kid. And this is what I do.
Don't, but I mean,
okay?
If any other
if you need parenting lessons sometime.
Let the man ask his questions, though.
Right, but I don't appreciate being grilled.
I'm not trying to grill you. I'm just curious. When I was younger, another adult disciplined me. My father asked me, the basis of the question was, did you do something wrong? And if my father wasn't there, but someone else was, the fact that I did something wrong was the primary question. And I should have been disciplined regardless of who was there.
That's great. I mean, that's a big, long thing you just told me about your childhood, which is great. I think it's very interesting. And, that's not how we do things at our house.
Well, your son, Ted...
But you heard what I said.
I heard what you said, but I'm just saying your son was on a bus with other people. You weren't there. He was not in your home. You were, these are other people charged with the care of these kids, okay?
Yeah, the chaperones.
Fine. Now the boy is throwing food, and I think it was a perfectly natural thing for her to say, pick it up.
Well, there's where you made your mistake. No, it is not perfectly natural to tell my kid to get on his hands and knees.
Nobody told him to get on his hands and knees. You know,
well, you don't really know what anybody said. All I'm trying to do is, look, I realize you guys mean well, but what I don't think you understand is, and the gentleman on the phone, I own a restaurant. You understand that, right? And because
I don't quite know it's relevant.
Relevant? You're telling the son of a guy that owns a restaurant to get down real close to the floor and get his nose right at it and pick it up.
Nobody said that. Why are you?
Because that's what is intended. You know,
wait a minute.
Is your profession relevant to a child's discipline?
Because of what I do for a living, my son has seen people scraping stuff up off of a floor. And it is a demeaning thing. So automatically my son believes that he is now being forced into a demeaning posture.
Because he threw some food. I mean, if food gets dropped...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. I haven't finished. So he's forced into a demeaning posture. Now, that's number one. Number two... When my son, who's the son of a restaurateur, is told to go pick up food, he hears it as, yeah, that's right, get down real close and get it, get your nose right in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he's hearing.
Well, I don't understand that at all.
Well, that's why I say you guys are a little bit out of your element here.
Well, I don't think... All right, thank you very much, Harry, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know how I'm out of my element when I'm asking a question.
Because you're not a parent, currently a parent, Phil.
But I've had kids, and I've had children drop food. And
didn't you tell me once that underneath your table at home, you guys had put an old piece of carpeting because why? Because you knew that kids drop food, and you would rather have that old piece of carpeting there to clean later rather than a good carpet. Didn't you tell me that when they were really young?
Yeah, but that's when they're dropping food, not throwing it. In other words, if they...
I don't think that's relevant. I think kids are going to drop food. Food's going to leave the hand of a kid, whether the food goes out of his hand at a rapidly or slowly.
And I don't understand that.
What I'm saying, you don't understand what I just said?
No, I don't.
Food leaves the hand of a kid, whether the food left his hand fast because his hand was moving forward, or...
In other words, he was throwing it.
I'm going to start all over again because you interrupted me. I said, food leaves a kid...
Okay, so now we have to take a break.
Well, Phil, food leaves a kid's hand. Food hits floor food must be picked up. But when my son, the son of a restaurateur, hears someone say, go pick it up, what he's hearing is, yeah, yeah, get down real close. Get your nose in it. Yeah. That's what he's hearing.
Because that's the way you talk to your help?
I didn't say that. But that's what my son hears.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk about children and whether or not you, as a stranger, can discipline somebody else's kid or vice versa.
Phil Henry.
Music up. God
damn it. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And it's Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you this is our big sports hockey playoff. I've already said that one. Give me the other script. Come on down this weekend. Bring your grandma to Valley.
Well, you can say it again.
I already talked about the hockey weekend. I didn't want to mention that again. What I wanted to mention to people is it's a great place to bring your mom or your grandmother to enjoy a day off. You know, I know that Mother's Day is still a ways off, but Ted's a great place to come.
Ted Bell is with us here as we continue talking. I know you wanted to mention that.
We have the hope, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but we've got the hope. That we will have the very prominent 80s band Soft Cell in the Prime Rib Room 2 weeks from tonight. So I don't want to make any preliminary announcements, but
have you been in touch with their management?
That's something I just. I would like to have them in the Prime Rib Room because it's a band, it's a group that's very meaningful to myself and Marcy, my wife. So we'll be talking about that.
All right. Well, but what we are talking about is your son Joshua coming back from a field trip with his choir, the high school choir that he's in, threw a sandwich that apparently hit one of the chaperones, and she asked him to pick it up, and that was, in your opinion, stepping over the line.
Because I've got nothing against saying, you hit me with a sandwich. I've got nothing against someone turning around and saying, please don't throw the sandwich. Although I would, you know, prefer that they not talk in a harsh way. Because, look, Phil, I'm not one of these parents that needs to have my son mollycoddled. I just want some respect. The food that he threw, you have to understand, his mother's out of town. It was made by a lady that's here that's helping out. So it wasn't very good. And
this is someone that is a domestic.
Yes, and she made food that was not what my son wanted, so he picked it up and he threw it. And then they told him to go and clean it up, and that's where everything fell apart. And apparently this woman, and then they got to turn around and say that my son said, F you dirty old something or other, which he said to me, Dad, I can't even, he didn't even want to talk about it. He felt it was so outrageous. So,
all right, 877-876-PHIL is the number as we talk about, you know, disciplining other people's kids. Here's Steve on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hey, I didn't get to hear the beginning of the show very well, but this kid's problem is the guy you're interviewing, his dad. You know, I'll tell you what, if the kid was around me and I see him throw something, I wouldn't be asking to pick it up. He'd be picking it up. And if his dad was around, his dad would be picking it up. His dad needs to teach the kid how to...
Let me explain how life works. Let me explain how life works to you, okay? You put your hands on my kid or me. You put your hands on me or my kid, and you're sued, and everything you earn until you die, I get a piece of. Is that what you want?
You know what?
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
My hand
is that what
on
you want?
Your kid and you at the same
and that's,
time.
That means you're stupid. That means that your children and your children's children will be paying me until the day they die after I get done suing you. Are you that stupid? Are you that stupid? Are you that stupid? Are you that stupid? If you put your hand on me or my kid, I would file a civil action, and you and your kids would be working for me and my kids. Are you that dumb? That's my question.
I don't think you have the nerve to do it in the first place.
I got the lawyers, the nerve, I got everything that I need. Now, are you that? I'm asking you a question. Are you that stupid? Are you that stupid? Are you that?
All right, Steve, thanks for your call. Steve, he asked you a good question, and you're refusing to answer it.
I will put my hand on him. No, he.
All right, so you will. So you don't mind being sued, which would happen, a civil action.
I'm not afraid of him suing.
And then you would. And he would sue you, and they would, and they probably would find in his favor because you grabbed his kid. So are you willing to have all that happen?
I'm going to tell you something, Phil.
All right. See you later. 8778. What a moron. God almighty. Here is Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You said it, Phil.
Okay.
One of the rare times I agree with you.
My comment about this whole thing is this kid threw a sandwich intentionally.
Nobody puts their hand on my kid.
I get it already.
He hit a woman, and the woman still politely turned around and said, "Excuse me, pick that up." And this man was beyond rude, and said, "F you." And the problem is that the restaurateur, the man's father, is trying to make it seem like it's a demeaning thing, and it's a demeaning thing to his son when it's not. And his son was
not being disciplined at all.
The woman simply asked him to pick
And we don't know if he said F you or not.
That's what she said, but we don't know it. Means when someone tells your son, no, you cannot sing in glee anymore because you threw a sandwich. That's being disciplined. The woman simply asked him to pick something that he
doesn't have the right to tell my kid to pick anything up.
That is completely wrong.
You can't tell my kid to get on his hands and knees.
Yes, I am a parent.
Hold on. Okay, I put Ted on hold. I can't take it. I cannot take it. I'm telling you, I can't take it. I'm going to lose it. Right now, right here, on the air, I'm going to lose it. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand dumb. Now, I realize I'm dumb, but God almighty, I can't stand stupid people. I can't stand motor mouths. I do a talk show, and I put up with as much of it as I can. It's the worst format in radio, talk radio, the worst. It's a fantastic way to, you know, show the foibles of people, but I can't take it. We're going to have to break early. Get ready to break. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I just had a little bit of a moment there where I was going to flip my lid, that's all.
You're going to have to get it. You talk about getting it together.
I'm fine now, okay?
What's the problem?
Between you guys, that last lady and you talking over each other, and that other moron that you were talking to, I don't know.
Boy, you really got to pull it together, okay? Let me tell you something, Phil, because I've been in business for a long time.
Here we go. So we're going to get off point, huh?
Here we go? Yeah, here we go. Let me tell you, you asked me about whether or not, you know, I got to tell you, I don't like anybody telling my kid to get down there and get their face right in it and pick up the garbage on the floor. That's number one. Number two, okay, number two, being in business means sometimes you have disappointments. And sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. Now, whatever happened to you there, go ahead, you can tell me.
I can't even go into it, man. I can't even go into it. I can't go into it.
What the hell's going on with you? What's going on with you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, what's going on with you?
It's nothing to talk about on the air, man.
Nothing to talk about on the air. Well, but you sure did have a moment there on the air, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. You're right. I had a moment there on the air, and it's passed, and now we're back to, doing whatever we got to do here to survive, do our radio show.
Doing whatever you got to do. Well, first of all, this is the Ted Bell Hour on a Friday night on your radio show, so, you know, I do expect some service for a little bang for my buck, you know what I mean? And
you're getting bang for your buck. You're the sponsor of the show's hour, and you're here, and you're talking about what you want to talk about, which was your son throwing a sandwich.
Yeah, my son threw a sandwich. Look, let me just say this, okay? I'm going to tell you a story since you broke early.
Since I broke early?
Yes, you did. There are not too many bands in the history of music that I like, but one of those groups that I really enjoyed a lot was a group called Soft Cell. Do you remember that group?
I do, yes.
All right. They had, I'm going to, if we could, because Bud Dickman had it queued up ready to be played on the program, if I asked for it. Buddy, have you got it?
Well, yeah, I've got a little bit, but I don't know.
What did he say?
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it queued.
All right, go ahead and play it. This is the song. Okay, you know this song, Phil?
I've heard it, yeah.
Right, this song is called Tainted Love by Soft Cell. Now, I was very hopeful that I could have them in person here in the prime rib at Red Hot. I've got two. Okay, you know that song, right?
Yes, I do.
I can't hear you.
Well, turn the music down, Bud, so he can hear me. Yes, I do.
All right, you hear it. The song's called Tainted Love. The other hit that they had... All right, Bud, tell him to kill it.
Kill it, Bud.
All right, the other hit they had was a song called Sex Dwarf. There are only two songs, really, in the history of my life in listening to popular music as I was coming up as a young person that have real significance to the point where I can't even talk about it. And so that's why I almost relate to what you were just going through, where you couldn't even talk about it.
Okay.
And those songs are Tainted Love and Sex Dwarf. Because they both immediately, the titles immediately have impact. They are significant to my life.
The titles?
Yes, the titles. And don't hyper-focus on the title. No, I didn't have sex with a dwarf, okay? What? Okay, is he laughing?
Get out of here, Bud.
Yeah, I knew he would. I want to be taken seriously.
Okay, you're going to be taken seriously, but one minute we were talking about your son.
Yes, and now we're talking about Soft Cell because I wanted to make a point given what was you were going through. So I wanted to have Soft Cell here in the prime rib room. Are they going to be here in the prime rib room? I don't know. Will we be able to get them? I don't know. But I will tell you that Sex Dwarf and Tainted Love have, when I hear those songs, they have deep meaning for me, for my family, for my business, and frankly, Phil, the fact that I'm actually walking around upright and breathing the air right now.
Sex Dwarf and Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Yes. Tainted Love. If that song isn't about a sexually transmitted disease, then I can tell you right now that I'm not a human being. I'm not a three-dimensional creature. And when that song came out, I did something that my father told me not to do. He said, don't go down to Mexico, son. Don't do it. Don't go to Mexico. I didn't go down there and have sex with a woman there. I took a girl with me. I returned with a raging, white-hot case of syphilis. And that song was playing as I drove up the freeway. Number two, Sex Dwarf. That song I heard on the radio for the first time the day that Deandra dumped me.
This is your high school?
This was my college sweetheart.
Sex Dwarf, okay.
Yeah. Because when that song Sex Dwarf came out, that's exactly what I saw when I looked in the mirror, a sex dwarf. Because she dumped, you know, she dumped me. So there have been times, Phil, when I have been tongue-tied. There have been times when I have felt alone. There have been times when I was at my lowest and I didn't want to say anything or do anything, but I had to push through it. When you come back from Mexico after your father said, "Don't do it, son. Don't go down to Mexico." And you know that song, "Hey Joe, where you going with a gun in your hand?" You know, I'm going down to Mexico because I just shot my girlfriend. It's got nothing to do with what happened to me, but it's a
yeah, okay. So you went to Mexico. You came back with a case of VD that you got from the girl that you went down there with?
Yeah, with spring break.
Okay.
But what do you mean, okay?
And then you look in the mirror one day. I don't understand this whole thing about...
When Deandra dumped me was the first time I heard Sex Dwarf.
All right, and you looked in the mirror, and that's what was staring back at you?
Yes.
A sex dwarf.
Yes. God, you know, it's one thing to be humiliated like that. It's another thing to have to explain it. In other words, what you're doing is you're not understanding the story, so you're forcing me to explain it, and you're forcing me to live the humiliation even deeper and richer, if you can describe it that way. The humiliation of that is literally, it's become a rich and fully meaningful thing talking to you about it. And that's one thing you don't ever want to have become rich and meaningful, looking at yourself in a mirror and seeing a sex dwarf.
Ted.
What?
Now you're acting like me.
Well, of course.
Mr. Bell, you want the phone?
I'll give it to me, wait. Thank you.
I said you dropped the phone.
I know I dropped the phone. I dropped it on purpose.
Well, now you sound like me.
Well, yeah, I sound like you, but that gives you an idea of the depth of my angst and the depth of my depression. You see? So we have to push on. We must go on. As John Hurt said in Alien, we have to go on. We must go on. You remember when he said that?
In Alien, I
John Hurt.
The only thing I remember about John Hurt in Alien is when the thing came out of his stomach.
Well, that's before the thing came out of his stomach. It's why the thing came out of his stomach. When he said, "We have to go on, we must go on," remember?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Ted.
Well, all right. They were looking. They were on the planet, and they were looking, and he said, "We must go on." That's when the thing attached itself to his face, and the next thing you know, he was giving birth to an alien baby through the lining of his stomach.
So one could say that "we have to go on, we must go on" was a bad thing.
In the case of John Hurt, in a movie called Alien. God. I mean, the theory of "you have to go on," yes, yes, Bill, if we push on, we may give birth to an alien coming out of our stomach. But guess what?
You're dead, then.
Well, you know...
You know, this whole conversation's a little screwball, right?
Well, no, it's not, because it started with you all depressed and you wanted to go to a break. And
I know that, and we could have come back and continued, but you wanted to tell me the story about Sex Dwarf and Tainted Love.
No, I didn't. I wanted to tell you that we were going to have Soft Cell in the Prime Rib Room. I hope, which probably we won't now, because if anybody records this and sends it to the band, they wouldn't want to come near me if I was gold-plated. Stay away from me like I've got leprosy. Now...
Ted, I highly doubt whether a group like that would play your lounge at your steakhouse.
Oh, so now we get down to it. In other words, playing the lounge of Ted's of Beverly Hills is not good enough.
All right, no, I didn't say that. All right, I didn't say that. I'm going to get Margaret Gray on the line here because she's just called in. Ted, she's a friend of yours. I mean, you know, if you don't want to talk to her.
No, I don't.
Margaret, how you doing?
Fine. Ted, I think you're overreacting a little bit. I think what Phil was saying was that he's having a difficult night, but I don't think that you need to bring up this whether or not Soft Cell is going to play your bar or not. I think Phil is right. I don't think you should expect that Softcell is going to say yes to playing your lounge.
Wait. I'm Ted Bell. You know who I am, right?
Oh, God, Ted, of course we know who you are.
All right, I'm Ted Bell. Now, I said to the kid that had these connections, he was some punk that I was talking to over at the radio station there.
Over at K-Rock.
Yeah.
Who were you talking to?
I don't know. I said I want to get this group to play in my lounge because they were one of my favorite groups.
Well, I don't know that Softcell is going to play in your lounge because they're more of an arena band.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand what you said.
What did he say?
Say it again, Margaret.
I said I don't know that Softcell is going to play your lounge because they're an arena band.
Their urethra. What happened to their urethra?
No, an arena band.
All I'm hearing is urethra band. As if...
All right.
I called up to try to straighten this out.
You know, there's nothing to straighten out, all right? There's nothing to straighten out. I was trying to straighten Henry out, which is impossible to do.
I have to break. We're going to the top of the hour. I appreciate both of you being with me. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Talking about a urethra band, I don't know what you...
Well, you're talking about VD.
Yes, for a reason.
Phil Henry.